Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. And today I'm pleased to be joined by Karen Ben Raphael and Judith Kimla. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you. So you're here with your film, Karen. We're talking about the end of love. Yes. It's kind of like a apocalyptic, emotionally apocalyptic sounding title. I just want to know where everything started. So although we're talking about an end, but I want to know the beginning of everything.
Yes, of course. The film started with some inspiration from my own life. The film is about a couple, a modern couple of today, and a moment in their lives where they communicate only by Skype because one of them is far away. And I had this period in my life when I also had a baby, and the complications of, in the beginning, the fact that the video calls lets you speak with someone else, which is great, it's a good tool, but then how slowly it complicates because you have this screen between you that actually doesn't always grow us together, sometimes it grows us apart. And around this, of course, the lives of these people, which is dealing with profession life, which is dealing with how it is to become parents in the beginning, and how do you find yourself and even your sexuality inside of all this, with this screen all the time that is between you. Yeah.
And from a writing perspective, did you kind of almost develop it parallel? So like on one side of the screen and the other, so like the way that you wrote it down, you know, was the two stories, two universe that it was trying to be, you know, joined by the screen or through the screen? Like I just wondered how you laid it all down.
I think it's maybe the opposite, because it depends on what part of the film, but the idea in the beginning was on the contrary to show how they are close, mm-hmm. Even though they are on Skype, especially the first scene, and also others in the beginning, to show as one unit, even though they're in different places. And I wasn't sure how it will work, by the way. The fact to have, for example, to cut between Julie inside the apartment and him outside, you know, other colors, another kind of sun suddenly, mm-hmm. and all that.
And From your acting perspective, so from your experience, the way that you had to kind of constantly relate to the, in effect, the camera, but it was actually, you know, your lover. How did you prepare your character in that sense? You know, that he was like kind of addressing, you know, in your mind you were addressing your lover, but actually he was more almost looking constantly on, you know, on the side of the camera or right into it.
Mm. Yes, it was a big difficulty to act with this procédé, this
procedure.
But sometimes it helps to imagine something, because you are with your intimacy and you project something on him. But the difficulty was that it was very precise and intimate, and you have to respond to your lover. He's not here, or he's just a bit higher and you can't look at him. So yes, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And I actually wondered, while I was watching the film, you know, we kind of go through this story and we're almost part of it because it's so intimate, you know, between the two fires. I wonder if you wrote much more than what we see, and more instances or moments together, you know, these examples of life, let's call it like that, and then you decided what was the best part or what was the most striking one on screen, is because I think the way that you shot it, so we didn't say it actually, but you really represent this Skype love like a Skype conference in a way. So like constantly the camera is steady and you only see one of the two interlocutors, and then it just switches back and forth. And
it's the Skype language,
exactly,
in a way.
Exactly.
It's the Skype, like the video calls became the language of the film, in a way, for me. Yeah.
And so I wonder, like, you know, to gain to grasp that sort of level of intensity emotionally, maybe you knew already exactly which kind of examples or, you know, little moments of life you could choose, or you shot much more or you wrote much more than...
No, actually, there are, of course, some scenes that are cut from the film, not so many. There is, for example, a scene that I love that was cut, which was Julie having a mouse in her apartment.
Okay.
And he's like in Tel Aviv in the morning after not sleeping all night, just like eating stuff like this and not really caring about it, and she's like trying to prepare something so that the mouse will jump from the window outside. Some kind of, yeah, whatever. So there were moments, but most of what we filmed is inside. I think the script was quite structured already, but in the editing I could play with some stuff. And for example, there are some scenes where I use the side of Yuval and I take her from another scene and I put it together and creates a third thing. And that was really interesting to have this possibility in the editing. It's like when I knew what I miss, something that is that I want to be more strong or more like emotional, and I changed, you know, I just I knew which scenes that were not in the film that I can take from there and look if something, if I can like give birth to something new from these two things. And it works. It's really interesting. Because I think what was like the real question was, will this Skype work as a language? Because usually when you have a video call in the film, you usually see the person and the computer, right? This is what you're used to. And I didn't want that. I knew that I don't want that from the beginning. But the question was, how will this work, right? So we need to have this inventive way of framing. As you say, a lot of the frames are fixed, but we do have places where the camera moves. And for me, it was constantly looking. On the one hand, I wanted this kind of very strict thing in the film, but then I was pushing it all the time to see where I can, you know. So slowly in the film, you see more of them when they are not on Skype yet. Mm. For example, just before he answers or just after he or she cuts, and you see them alone suddenly, and it gives you another kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. Because the Skype, in the video call, you can lie. You don't know if it's really true. And when you see them alone after, you feel that now I see something that is different, that is not the game between the two, but maybe something that is more profound of what they really feel. You know, so it was interesting. Also during the shooting and the preparation, but especially in the editing, to find how to push these boundaries, that's really nice. That was like for me a real good thing to, you know, to discover. And yeah.
Do you think you thrive then with limitations, you know, self-imposed limitations such as this kind of syntax or language, you know, filmic language that you created? So by putting limits into your way of making films, then automatically you can, as you said, you push the boundaries and therefore it's a better result? Or you maybe it's only within this project and then the next film would be completely different?
It already happened to me with a short film and another. I really like it when the concept, like the cinematic way of filming connects with the idea of the film. Mm. It has to be connected, if not, it's not interesting, right? When when they go together, then it's great. And for me, yeah, I feel it pushes me higher in a way, because the fact that it's the fact that you have boundaries help you to be more, I think, inventive. I guess, you know, you have to find other ways. You cannot just take the camera and put it where you want. You cannot do traveling. You have to find other ways that we used in cinema for some ways where you can show someone like thinking, reflecting, having a moment with himself. Here, I cannot do whatever I want. I have to find a way how I can get inside her soul without getting out of the video call language, right? So, yeah, so it's, of course, it's interesting.
And one last question for both of you, in a way. I'm really curious to understand how both of you investigated into the soul of the, you know, the main character. So how was your approach into creating your character, Judy? So, like, yeah, the study beforehand, during the shooting, if there was something that you wanted to be portrayed, or you left her completely free to be herself?
I think it was much of the creation of the characters were more of finding their way together, both of them, than of really working each one of a character. No, it was more about finding their the couple together in a way that they're going to be separated the whole time. But it was more about this. I think when I chose these two actors, I knew what they are bringing. I had a lot of confidence in both of them. And their connection to the film was immediate. We did our first try to see if it works between them. We did it on Skype because we were all in different countries. So we were immediately inside this already, you know. On the character, I don't know if you have something else to say about this?
No, it was more to be real with us, with not it's not a composition, you know. I had to believe that it's my man and my kid, and it's not so an intellectual thing. It was really near to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, and it can really transpire by watching the film that it was really in you. So thank you so much. Thank you, Karen and Judith, here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.